Okay, well, we'll move forward. We've got just a couple items on admin for discussion and nothing on scheduling. Hooray! I got to pull my admin closer here. The recusal, Jack, did you want to talk about that a little bit for some reason? Oh, I bet I know. Yeah, so go ahead, Jack.
Hey, can everybody hear me all right? Yes.
Yes.
Sound good. Okay.
So I did want to add this to the agenda because I know we were planning on having a discussion, but I would like to have some direction moving forward with who would like to possibly have as a replacement or if the commission, in fact, would like to have a replacement. So I guess I would just open up by hearing the first off, I think it's been communicated that generally the commissioner is in agreement to actually replacing Julie in the Summit case.
Well, I didn't quite understand that last part that you said, that we have some tradition or something. I'm not aware of that. I think we've done cases before with two in a case that's quite substantial like this that has, you know, multi-county impacts and this amount of investment and everything. This is a case where I do think we should appoint a third person, if for no other reason. I can think of multiple reasons too, but probably the most prominent in my mind that I've kept coming back to as I thought about this since the announcement of the recusal was these can take quite a few months sometimes. And if we get some months into it and a huge amount of investment from the companies, and if there ends up being interveners or people real actively involved in the case, and you get way several months into it and a large investment of costs and effort into it, and then something would happen to one of the two of us, and we're unable to continue, and then all of a sudden everything has to start over because there's not even a quorum. And so I think this is a case where we need to do three. And so if that is the agreed upon thing, then I think the next step is to figure out who the third person should be.
I totally agree with Commissioner Christman's points that brought out that due to the complexity of this case, multiple counties, and then if you only have two and something happens to one of us, I think we need to be well prepared and have a third person hearing this case. So I support that.
Okay. Jack, is there anything we need to do to make that happen? Does that take a motion or anything like that to reach that decision and agree to it? Move forward, or is this just being on the record enough?
But we would probably put a motion on a future commission agenda. But I guess I would clarify that I didn't say, and I might have come through a little bit garbled, that there is a tradition of this. This would actually be the first time since I have been here. And looking back, I have not seen an instance where we really have had a replacement in recent history. But I have taken the liberty of reaching out to a number of people who may be interested, just to try to get a couple options for the commission. And of course, if you have any thoughts as well, I'd be happy to reach out to those additional individuals. I did reach out to past commissioners to gauge some interest. To a large extent, I ran into some additional conflict issues due to various aspects of their work or an inability to partake in the hearing. I did reach out to the Office of Administrative Hearings and Mr. Dawson, who frequently attends our citing cases, as you're all aware, was agreeable to stepping in to be a neutral decision maker in this case as well, if there would be an interest in that. But I'd be open to any suggestions as well.
I will say, And I don't want to forget this point. I had misunderstood you before, but I also want to just make sure that I'm clear, because I don't want this to be a precedent that in every single case, if there's a conflict, that we necessarily appoint someone, because I could think of small cases that are expected to go quickly where we potentially wouldn't. But as far as who it should be, I've had different ideas, but I never just focused on it a lot because I didn't know for sure whether there was a desire to go in this direction to add a third person, since we haven't in my time here. So I'm not thinking it's real pressing to make a decision today. I appreciate, though, the groundwork you've laid out, that we know there's not another former commissioner just waiting in the wings that would be an easy fit.
I think it would be helpful to get somebody on board fairly soon so they can start engaging, and, you know, it's a pretty substantial case. So maybe not today, but how would you like to proceed in terms of just, do you want three recommendations from Jack? Do you want Jack to just pick? I mean, how do you envision this process moving forward? And Jack, maybe you've got some thoughts.
Sure. I would say that we'd have to have, like I said, someone would carry a motion in a future meeting of who to ultimately provide as a replacement. And I guess it may be, we're in a situation that if we're looking for people who are experienced with siting, we would probably be running down without the former commissioners into a more limited pool as of right now. And so with that in mind, I guess I could try to get three, but we're fairly limited at this point in time to probably a few different options. That being said, there's no requirement to bring somebody in from, you know, who has been involved in the siting process in the past. And so we could as well reach out to other individuals. And of course, there's not a shortage of competent individuals out there as well. And I'd be happy to do that too, if that's something the commission would be interested in. So some direction from that standpoint would be helpful, I think, at this point in time, at least just to do the groundwork.
How about this, if I can lay this out as a proposal, and Commissioner Haugen offered, I'm specifically reaching out to you for your thoughts on this. What if we plan on doing something at the next meeting, barring something unforeseen or some obstacle? But as is the case in most everything that we do here, things fall into certain portfolios, and now it's out of the portfolio holder's hands in this case. I've worked on large siting cases like this in the past. I would volunteer to take this into my portfolio and work with staff on something to bring forward to the next meeting. I think at the next meeting, then, when we would discuss that, we should probably also be thinking about long range, how many and where we want to have hearings as well. But how do you feel about who should be the kind of per se portfolio holder on this?
I mean, Commissioner Chrisman, I have no problem if you want to do that. I think the first thing we need to decide is bringing on the other person so they're engaged, as Commissioner Fedorchak said. I think the next step is, I think, you know, Jack, I'm going to say if you can come up with three names to present to us, and if Commissioner Chrisman and I have any ideas, hopefully by maybe next Friday, present that to you so we can decide that, put a timeline on that.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's three necessarily, but let's just come up with the best ideas we can and plan on doing it for the next meeting. But now at least we know it's the intention to go ahead and seek a third person and make that decision formal at the next meeting, I think.
Sounds like a good plan. So Jack will come up with a couple names. It might just be two. And he'll have it at the next meeting and can move forward at that point.
Okay. And
right?
That was some.
Go ahead, Jack.
I just want to clarify, at this point in time, we do not have a specific commissioner that, as the portfolio holder for this single proceeding.
Oh, I think I heard Brad. I personally, it is going to be a big and complicated case. And I think that it makes sense with Randy's experience, and he'll be chair, to have him do that on this one. But
I have no problem.
I don't know if there's how we go about it. Okay. So why don't we just move ahead with that plan?
Yeah. And Jack, I just want to be clear that if Commissioner Chrisman or I have an idea, we'll submit our names to you within a week or so. Is that fair, Randy?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Jack, for adding this.
Thank you.
Do you have what you need, Jack?
I do for that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And you're up on the second one, too.
All right. The second one, I believe, has to do with the upcoming rate case. And the parties have all been, of course, in communication about possible dates for testimony and so forth. And actually, what we're running into is trying to find an appropriate date for the parties to hold a hearing. And as of right now, the parties are looking to have a hearing, which should be set forth in early May, is the general agreement. We're looking to probably have 5 days set aside with this rate case. We have a number of interveners. It may take a number of days if it's fully litigated.
You're saying 5 days, did you say, Jack?
That's right.
Wow. So what do we have as potential, or are we just deciding today that we're going to block five, or what's the act?
Well, I'm hoping to block five in the first 2 weeks, in one of the first 2 weeks of May. And so I just want to make sure that was agreeable to the commissioners.
Okay. Can you remind me who the interveners are already?
Oh boy, off the top of my head, I don't have them handy. I apologize.
Victor, do you know?
Yes.
How about Adam?
Marathon Petroleum is an intervener. AERP is an intervener at this point. Walmart as well.
Okay. And so just not to belabor this, but we did at the last meeting talk about some different earlier dates. We've ruled those out at this point as being unrealistic.
Well, yes. What we are running into is that a number of the consultants as well as the parties have communicated that there may be some difficulty getting all the data requests in between all the parties to provide the testimony.
Got it. All right. So I will just say that I am pulling up my calendar. So as long as we're in the first 2 weeks of May, that works. I think from my schedule, I can find time in those first 2 weeks. The end of May, I am going to be gone for a decent stretch.
And so much.
Sherry, sure. Randy, how are you guys? Okay.
No, I am gone 2 weeks in May.
Should we say the 6th through 10th?
That second week of May, I have a potential couple of conflicts, not the whole week necessarily, but if everybody's open, can we just plan it for the first week? Because then I know I don't have to worry about that.
So do you mean by the first week, the end of April and the first few days of May? Or what do you mean by, oh, wait, I'm in the wrong year.
Looks like, it looks like May Day is on a Monday, so it'd be 1 through 5.
Okay, I got it. I was in 2024. Okay.
Yeah, because we're talking about 2023, right?
Yes.
Got
otherwise,
it.
These cases would be done, for me. Hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope.
And when's the 80th day of session?
I can look it up April. Here.
Thought it was, yeah, April something, but
it's just kind of nice to have that day marked on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Randy, for looking it up again.
80th day is scheduled for February or for April 28th.
All right, let's go with the first week of May then. First through the 5th.
Okay, that works. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else for discussion or scheduling? Agenda? I'm not hearing anything. So we will be adjourned and we'll be back on at, is it 1:30 for our guests?
Commissioner, yes. Sorry, this is Stacy. I did share the link with a couple of reporters. I don't see them on, but can we just check to make sure nobody has any questions?
Oh, yeah. Good thinking. Sorry, Stacy.
Okay. That's okay. Because our phone bridge isn't working. So they're going to be on the go to if they are there. And I don't see them, but I just want to make sure.
Is that something you can see, Matt? Or what would people do if they're
I can see the GoToMeeting guest list here, and it looks like it's all staff right now. Anybody who is in the GoToMeeting is free to unmute themselves, but it looks like we only have staff in the meeting right now.
Okay, just wanted to check. Thank you.
Good job, Stace.
All right. Okay, not hearing any questions from reporters. We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody. We'll sign paperwork when we get in, I guess.